let me just say, ladies and gentlemen, Steve is one of the first 100 or so podcasters that started podcasting back in 2004.
Steve Webb is one of the OG Godcasters.
He's a famous guy, yep. Author and producer of Life Spring Podcast.
Come on, guys, you're making me blush. Thanks to Todd Cochran there of Geek News Central and CEO of Blueberry, and Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak from the No Agenda podcast. But here I am, Steve Webb, surrounded by books, Bibles, and recording paraphernalia, coming to you from the LifeSpring Media Library / Study in Riverside, California. This is episode S12E1 of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Actually, it should be episode number 0.5, but most podcast apps won't allow a decimal point episode number. So this is an episode designed to let you know what to expect in the upcoming season. I was going to do this in the actual first episode with a Bible reading, but once I got to thinking about it, I decided this was a better approach. I'm really glad you're with me today, and please, if you like what you hear, tell your friends. Humanity, as you know, is facing many challenges today, and I believe that there's no better way to bring healing than helping people to know God better. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is all about sharing the Word of God. People need a relationship with Jesus of Nazareth. The entire Bible points to that truth. And if you're doubtful about that, then I encourage you to stick with me and see if you don't come to believe it as we read together over the next year. What have you got to lose? If you do believe it, then I think your faith will be strengthened as we read together. Whichever group you're in, please share the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible with your friends. And if they need help, help them to subscribe. Now, if you've been with me on previous journeys through God's Word, welcome back. If this is your first time, it's great to have you join me. So, who am I? Well, as you heard in the introduction, my name is Steve Webb. And it's true, I am an award-winning OG Godcaster, and I've been podcasting since November of 2004. I'm the author of Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. I'm grandpa to two beautiful granddaughters and two incredible grandsons at last count. I'm dad to three terrific sons, father-in-law to three beautiful and incredibly talented daughters-in-law, and I'm the grateful husband of the lovely Lady Leanne. Now, I'm not boasting when I tell you all these things. I share all that with you as a way to count my blessings. I don't deserve any of them, but God in His infinite love and unfailing grace overlooked my oh-so-many faults and blessed me anyway. And He wants to bless you. Keep listening, and I'll talk more about that. You know, one of the most common things I've heard over the more than 50 years that I've been a follower of Jesus is some version of, "Well, I've never read the entire Bible all the way through. I know I need to, but I've never done it." Or, "I wish I had the discipline to read the entire Bible. I started it, but I never stuck with it." Well, if that sounds like you, you're in the right place. This is the podcast where we read through the entire Bible in 1 year, so if you stick with me in a year's time, you'll have made it all the way through. Today, I'm going to tell you about how the show works. There are several moving parts, and I want you to know how they work before we get started in the actual show. Now, even if you've been around these parts for a while, if you've gone through the Bible with me before, you might still want to listen. There's some new stuff we're going to do this season. So, let's take a look at how the show's laid out. As you might guess, the primary reason we're here is for the reading of God's Word. My approach to the reading will probably be new to you if you weren't here last season. As you may know, the Bible can be divided into sections. The way we divide it, and will thus read through it, is this. On Sundays, we'll read from the Epistles. On Mondays, we'll read from the Law. Tuesdays will be History. Wednesday will be the Psalms. Thursday, Poetry. Friday, Prophecy. Saturday, the Gospels. I like this schedule because every week we'll have an opportunity to hear from each section of the Bible without getting bogged down in some of the, shall we say, drier parts. When you read, say, from the front of the Bible to the back, that is, Genesis to Revelation, it's an awful long time before you get into the New Testament. And as a Christian, I love reading the New Testament, and I don't want to wait until I'm 9 or 10 months into my reading to read about Jesus. So I hope you enjoy this schedule as much as I do. I found this Bible reading schedule, by the way, a couple of years ago at bible-reading.com. And the owner of that website over there, Michael Coley, graciously gave his permission for me to use this schedule on the show. And by the way, I'll be sending out a newsletter every week with the upcoming week's schedule, plus other news you might find useful or entertaining. I encourage you to sign up for that at news.lifespringmedia.com. Of course, it's free, and I'm never going to sell your name or your information. Now, on every episode, after I read the Bible, I'm going to share some thoughts with you about what we've just read. It's usually just a few minutes, and it's not anything extremely deep or long-winded. It's just something to help us think about what we've read. Before I tell you about the new segments I'll be including in the show, I want to mention another very important aspect of the show. There will be no outside advertisers. Not now, not in the future. This show and all of LifeSpring Media is supported by you. If you find that the show adds to your life, if you find that it brings some kind of value to your life, I ask that you convert that value to a number. And I can't tell you what that number is. Only you can do that. Convert the value to a number and send it to me. That's the only way this show can continue. Now, if you listen every day, and each episode is about 25 minutes long, that's nearly 3 hours a week of content. You and I are going to be spending a lot of time together. And I'll make this promise to you. I'll do my very best to make that time valuable. If I'm able to do that, I'm asking you to support the show financially. You can do that at support.lifespringmedia.com. And if you're using one of the latest and greatest podcast apps, you can stream Satoshis as you listen and boost some extra sats when you hear something you particularly like. That's all part of Podcasting 2.0. To find such a new and modern and shiny podcast app, go to newpodcastapps.com. Right now, I'm really liking the Fountain app. With that app, you can even send boostograms. With your boost, you can send me a short text message, and it happens in real time. It's some really cool stuff, and it's fun. But the thing that I want you to really clue in on here is that the show cannot continue without your financial support. You can do that at support.lifespringmedia.com, or like I said, you can stream sats. And if you don't know about Satoshis, it's all part of Bitcoin, and you can learn about that in other places. So, this season, I'm starting two new segments. First, on every episode, we're going to do an On This Day in Church History segment. Beloved, the church has been around now for over 2,000 years, and many of us don't know very much at all about what happened in the church after the time of the apostles. Well, I'd like to help us learn a little bit about that history. The segments won't be long, but I think they'll be fun and interesting. The second new feature of the show for Season 12 is this, and I need your participation for this. This podcast, as you know, is called the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. There was a time when it was common for families to have a family Bible, and Mom and Dad would gather the kids together every day, and they'd read Scripture together. I'm sure that every family did things a little bit different, but I know that many families also had a time of prayer during this time. They'd share prayer requests, then they would pray together as a family. Family prays for family, and I'd like to do that here on this show. I want to pray for you, and I'll share my prayer request with you on the show. I've set up a page at prayer.lifespringmedia.com to make it quick and easy for you. There's a form there where you just tell me who you are, but you can also tell me if you want to remain anonymous on the show and what you want to pray about. There's even a drop-down menu with prayer request categories if you don't want to enter a lot of details, but there's also a field on the form where you can share any details you care to. I promise that I'll spend time in my private prayer time praying for you, and we'll pray together here on the podcast. Now, don't be shy. This is only going to work if you participate. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." One more. Romans 12:12 says, "Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer." So let's see what God will do as we gather together in prayer. Go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and leave your prayer requests. And that's something that I need you to really get involved in. On that same page, there's an area on the form where you can give a praise report for what God has done in your life as a result of our prayer together. I'll read these on the show so that you can encourage others by sharing what God has done in your life. Again, that's at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. So that's the basic layout of the show. We'll read the Bible, I'll share some thoughts about what we've read. We'll learn a little of church history. We'll share prayer requests and praises by going to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And that's all supported financially by you. I'll do my very best, I promise, to create valuable content for you. And I ask that you support what I'm doing by going to support.lifespringmedia.com, where you can sign up for a recurring donation or you can make a one-time donation. You can also stream Satoshis and Boost using a Podcasting 2.0 app from newpodcastapps.com. Remember, there will never be any outside advertising. Why? Well, because advertisers have a tendency to influence content. And I'm committed to sharing the truth of God's Word without having to consider whether an advertiser might or might not like what I have to say. Lastly, be sure to sign up for the newsletter at news.lifespringmedia.com so that you can get the schedule for the upcoming week's reading plus other topics of interest. The next time you hear from me, on September 1st, we'll begin Season 12 of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And here's a heads up, since September 1st is a Wednesday, we'll read from the book of Psalms, chapters 1 and 2. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. See you on September 1st. Bye.